Okay, today's daf is Makkos daf Yurches. Makkos Yurches is the last couple of daf, and we're going to be today. We're going to be from now, obviously. Tomorrow's daf will be from the last cycle, and then there'll be a couple more, and then the beginning of Shavuos. I'll be traveling, so we're going to figure out exactly when the daf will be put up. But either way, right now we have Makkos daf Yurches. We are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We spoke about the Drasha of Rabbi Shimon. Drasha of Rabbi Shimon, relating to the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, where we learn out all of the Isurim relating to items that are eaten in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal, before Kriya, all the different aspects that are mentioned. And we mentioned the uniquenesses of each of these items. Bechor is Kedusha Samei Rechem, and Ola is Kulo Kaliol. These are always fascinating Gemaras to delve into because they highlight each of the dinim of each item of each institution that makes it unique, and to contrast that to the others in the group is something very fruitful. Again, we just mentioned a few ideas yesterday, like Ola not being Mechaper, but there are elements that do make it give it a Kapar element, so that's an interesting topic. And others, Kedushas HaMerechem, right, by Bechor Behemah Torah. We mentioned, I don't think we mentioned yesterday, explicitly the Taz's Shita that of why we make a Bracha by Pidyon HaBen and by Petra Chamor, but we don't make a bracha by Bechor Behemah Tahora. Right? What's the difference? Right? They're all about Bechor. So the Taz there says, based on, as it says here, in Yerodeh Shin Chaf Aleph, Ktusha Samei Rechem, by Bechor Behemah Torah, I don't really do anything. The animal is born, and it's Kadosh. Yes, there's an extra mitzvah, as we mentioned at the end of the shiur, mitzvah lahakdisho, but it's not really accomplishing something halachic, something extra. You know, I add my own personal kedusha. While by the others, by Pidyon HaBen and by Petach Chamor, so those are clearly accomplishing something, right? I am switching the status of the donkey with the sheep. I am switching the status of the child with the five slime. So those accomplish something, and in order to do a mitzvah, you have to be accomplishing something. If it's just a davar de b'meila, right, that I'm not doing anything, so then it happens automatically, so then I wouldn't be making a bracha. That's the Taz's Chiddush in Shin Chaf Aleph in Yerodeya Os Zayin. Okay, but now we continue. After Rava said that, wow, this Bryce is amazing, and anybody who has a baby should have a bracha that their baby is like Rabbi Shimon, but then he knocked out every line of the Bryce. So the Gemara says, so why did he think the Bryce was so great, right, if he knocked out each one? So says the Gemara, well, according to what Rabbi Shimon himself thought, it was a great drasha from the Bryce, and it was very creative, even though Rava himself knocked it out. But ask the Gemara now. V'chima, six lines from the bottom. V'chima, sirin min adin. The whole Braisa is built on Kal v'chomers. It's built on the fact that, well, you already know that this item cannot be in chutz l'chomer from a Kal v'chomer from Eiser Sheni, so this must be talking about eating it chutz l'chomer. Must be talking about eating it before Kriya, right? All of the different limudim. But v'chima, sirin min adin. Do we have an asara? Do we have a warning to the Torah based on a Kal v'chomer? Ha'afilu l'man da'amar onchin min adin. Ein masirin min adin. Even according to the opinion that says that you're allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal v'chomer, which itself is a machlokas. We discussed that the first in Baba Kama, Tosfos discusses the different days about that. But even if you say Onshin Min Adin, Ein Masirin Min Adin, so you for sure are not going to give an Ashara based on a Kal v'chomer. So what? I don't understand the whole Shak Levitarya of the Braisa, asked the Gemara. Answer, Isura Ba'alma. You're right. The Braisa should not be understood as a full, each of these Limudim are in a full Isser with Malkus, but it's just an Isser Ba'alma. Rashi, Isser Ba'alma. Fourth wide line. By the way, today's the last daf that we're going to have Rashi in full on Yud Tesema Beis. We will see that at least our version is that Rashi died and Rashi's son-in-law is going to take over the Rivan. The last couple of daf in Mamakas, we have the Rivan. We don't have Rashi. That's on Yud Tesema Beis. We'll see that Rabbeinu Gufo Tahor V'yatzan Nishmaso B'tara Lo Pirish Yoser Mikan Ve'elech Lashon Talmid Reb Yehuda Bar Nassan, who was his son-in-law. So we'll see that, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Says Rashi here, Yisura Ba'alma, Haiduk HaMaisi B'kulu, Asar Mikal V'chomer, Yisura Ba'alma Ka'amar V'lo L'malkus. It's an Yisura Ba'alma, but it's not for Malkus, Rashi says. And Tosfos explains, the first basic step of eating it outside, that's Malkus for everything. right? Because that's the basic din. That's the basic din of Maaser Sheni, eating at Chutz Lachoma, and all the other items, right? What will Limud? Well, we already know Chutz Lachoma, so you don't need the Pasuk to teach me that, so it must be teaching me something extra. The extra items are what's Isura Ba'alma at this stage. But the Iker item of eating at Chutz Lachoma, what's Mefurish in the Pasuk, Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha, that would get Malkus, right? And that's what Tosfos says towards the beginning of Tosfos Isura. Isa Bekulhu, Hadamar Be'Azhara, Lakol Chad V'Chan, Vavi B'Davar Chadash, Hainu Isura Ba'alma. That's what's Isra Ba'alma, the Davar Chadash, the new element by each of the Isurin. Aval Ikra de Malkus, de Kol Chad V'Chad, Asa Chutz Lachoma. But the Iker Din of eating it outside the walls of Yerushalayim, so that would get Malkus, because that's Mefurish in the Pasuk. Vasek HaVachomet de Rebbe Shimon, Umegale B'Kulu, Isra B'Kol Chad V'Chad B'Chadash. Right, that's something new. B'Bikur Ma'achelo Koran, U'Betuta Achelo Zarak, etc. So that's what's extra, but nothing more. And then Rabbi Shimon says, the Gemara asks, maybe Rabbi Shimon, you know, why doesn't, this is the only limud that it teaches me. Malkus Chutz Lachoma, why does he think there's more? So the Tosfos discusses why he thinks there is more. Okay, so the Gemara says, even you're right, we accept the din of that there's no masirin min hadin, and even if you would say onshin min hadin. Just to talk about that for a moment, the Sefer HaChinuch, I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that's the Gablus of the Daf, we get to review the Yesodos Hasugios. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Samach Tes discusses this Yesod of Ein Onshin and Ein Masirin Min Hadin. Says the Chinuch, there on the Isser of Shelo Lekalel Dayan, not to curse a Dayan, right, in Parshas Mishpatim. And there, in Mitzvah Ayin, Lav de Berchas Hashem, which could be the only Isser in the Torah that he counts, that is not based on an explicit Pasuk. He points that out, right? It's based on the same Pasuk of Elohim Lo Sekalel, but it doesn't say in the Pasuk Elohim Lo Sekalel, that's interpreted as judges, but we say on the deeper level, it also means the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Isser of Megadev, right? But that's what the Sefer Chinuch does not even quote a Pasuk at the beginning of his words, as he always does on the other 612 mitzvos. But that's Mitzvah Ayin related to this Pasuk as well. But on Mitzvah Samach Tes, the Chinuch counts, Shelo lekalel dayanim, shenemar Elohim lo sekalel, upirsho dayanim, kamar yarshi yarshiun Elohim. As we know, the word Elohim means judges in the Torah. Umachakasa b'makom acher v'nokev shem Hashem mos yumas. That which it says elsewhere, that if somebody enunciates God's name, a judge's name, mos yumas, zehua onesh. Aval ha'ashara hibakan, the ashara, the losase of cursing a judge or cursing God, as is also learned out from the drash on this pasuk. So that's learned out from here. Ki lo yaspik lanu asharas haonesh b'mitzvah mibli ashara. Because you cannot have the ashara of the onesh without having an ashara earlier of don't do it. You can't just have a pasuk that says in the Torah, if you do this, you will get punished, without having the isser of don't do this. I wouldn't have known that there's an isser not to do it without that. Vizeo shamar aboseinu, onesh shamanu asara minayin. V'ho inyan hu mibnei kein, explains the chinuch, this is the reason. Shim lo tavo bedavar mini yasakel, ela sheyomar osedara ploni, ye onesh bekach. Right, if it all said, if you do this, you will get punished. Haye b'mashba, sheyir reshus b'yad kala rotsa l'kabala onesh. Everybody has their choice. You want to do this, that's fine. You're just going to have to pay for it. Not usher, but you'll have to pay for it. V'lo yachush l'tza'aro la'avar ala mitzvah. Right? It's worth it to me. You know, it's worth it. I'll do it and I'll pay for it afterwards, but it's worth it to me. V'lo yavo bozeh neged k'neged cheifetz Hashem u'mitzvaso. V'yachzer dvar ha'mitzvah k'in mekach u'memkar. It's like business. I buy this, I have to pay for it. Okay. I punch you, I have to pay for it. Right, what's the difference? I would have thought. Harotza lasos davar ploni yitin kach v'kach v'yaseyu. O yitin shichmo lisbol kach v'yaseyu. V'yena kavana ala mitzvahs v'kach. And that's not what Hashem wants. Ela shahakel etova seinu mina anu bidvarim. V'hodi anu b'miktsasan ha'onesh ha'magi alanu miyad. Milvad ha'avaras ritzono shehi kasha min hakol. More than any punishment in the world, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is the fact that we're violating God's will. Punishment is okay, punishment we get. But ultimately, the Isser, the Azhara is the Iker, knowing that this is what God does not want. Right? That is the ultimate. Vizeo Aram Zechron Lamvracha. And that's the principle of Lo Anash Ela Imkein Hizhir Klomer. Lo Yadiah Hakel Haonesh Haba Aleinu Al Havaras HaMitzvah. Ela Imkein Hodianu Tchila Sheretzonahu Shelo Naase Oso Hadavar Shehaonesh Ba Elav. It has to be Mefurish. And that's why we have this principle, as the Gemara says here, you obviously don't give an Onesh unless it's Mefurish. That we know, right? You're not going to give Mises Bezin unless it's Mefurish, or learn that from a Limud. We're not going to give Malkus unless it's Mefurish. We Paskin Penny Shomer Al or Lo, one of the Psukim. But we must know that it is usher, because the ultimate is just a violation of God's will, the Maisa Merit, even not focused on the content of what is, as what is said in the, is what is said in the Yisr. Well, we know many Mefarshim talk about that an Aveira does two things. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in the beginning of Al Hatshuva, that an Aveira is both Mechayev and Metame, right? A sin is, obligates me in an Onesh, right? There's no Aveira without an Onesh. That's one of the Yisodos Emuna, Scharva Onesh. But number two, it impurifies me. It's Metame me. It brings me further and distances me from God. Right? There's both of those. So if you'd only have an Azhara in the Torah, so you could still have the Metame element. You won't have the Mechayev element. If you only had the Onesh in the Torah, so I would know that I'm Chayev, but I wouldn't know that it's Metame, because I wouldn't know it's against God's will. That's why we have Azhara and Onesh, because it's Metame and it's Mechayev. It impurifies and it is Mechayev me. And that's what Yom Kippur does. Yom Kippur removes both. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem. It's both kapara and tahara, right? Kapara is from the word lachaper, literally means to cover up, to wipe away, to cover up. Like the kapores covers up the aron, right? That's the lashon of what it does. So it covers me from onesh. That's kapara. But I'm still obligated, but I'm not going to get the punishment. But I'm still distant from God. Mitaher is the higher level. Lefnei Hashem Titaru, Yom Kippur has the power, Tshuva has the power of Tahara to remove the chet as if it never happened, so I am back close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Tshuva, right? Emesh, the chote was distant and far, and Meshukatz and Metuav, all the Lashon he has there, and now he is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if it never happened. But that is all about Azhara and Onesh, the two elements of a chet, the two places that the Torah talks about it, the two aspects of a sin. And that gets us back to our topic. Good. Isura ba'alma. Fine. Also related, we're not going to review now, but there are different reasons for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You could be given onesh based on other limud, based on Gzeira Shava and Hekish and all the other midos shatara and directions behind, but not based on a Kav HaChomer. We've discussed that. Maybe today there'll be time to come back. But first, let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara of Yama Rava, you're telling me, really, that Rabbi Shimon, in all of these limudim, he just means Isura Ba'alma, he does not mean Malchus? He assumes it's Aser. But you're not going to get Malchus because it's based on a Kav HaChomer. But one second. V'hama Rava, Zar Sha'achal Min Ha'ola, Lefnei Zrika, Chutz L'Choma, L'Rebbe Shimon, he's interpreting Rebbe Shimon Shita. So a non-Kohen who eats from the Ola, before Zrika, Chutz L'Choma, Loke Chamesh, gets five Averis. Five Averis. He's a Zar eating, why does it say Zar here? Because that's one extra Avera, right? Because he's eating Kachim. And he's eating outside the wall. And he's eating it before Zrika. And he's eating an Ola, right? And, and he's eating it outside, right? Rashi quotes here all of the, Isurim. Chutz L'Choma, Lifnei Zrika, Zar, Chutz L'Klayim, eating an Ola. Right, all of those. So you see from there that it is literally, it's not just Isur Ba'alma, it says Loke. When Rava says Loke, doesn't he mean Loke? Right, why would you think otherwise? The Ritva here says, fine by a Tana, you might say he's not being medaktik. He's just talking in a Mishnah, he's expecting you to understand what he means. But by an Amora, you would think if he means Isur, he wouldn't say Loke. If he means Isur Ba'alma. So we're more bothered by that, the fact that the Amoris, right, we just interpreted the Brisa as saying, Rabbi Shimon means Isser, not Malchus. Don't take it literally. But now the Gemara is saying, but Rava said it. If Rava says it, that makes it worse. Because that's the whole point of Amoraim as Kabir Tatanam. They're more explicit. They're Mefarish Yoser. So that's why the Gemara asks it here, not just but from before. So how could Rava say, Loke? Answer, no, Chamish Isser and Ave. You're right, it's a little more difficult, but that's still how we interpret Rava. It just means five Isurin. It does not mean five Malkus. Says the Gemara of Ahanatan Elu Hein Alokin. Okay, what about our Mishnah? This whole Perek, Elu Hein Alokin, and what's part of, what are the first ones on the list? Some of the first ones are eating before Bikurim before Kriya. Right, before Kriya, that was on the list. But according to this, we're saying there would be Shimon, that's Isra Ba'oma. That's not with Malchus. So, we're back to the question. How can the Mishnah say, Elu Hein Alokin, that there would be Malchus included? So, says the Gemara, Ela Kra Yaseirahu. The whole point of our Brisa is that the whole Pasuk is extra. Kra Yaseirah, and if it's extra, that's how you can learn Malchus. It's not just based on the Kav HaChomer, but it's based on the fact that the whole Pasuk is extra. How do we know it's extra? Michdi. Ksiv v'havesem, right, the pasuk on the side is changed. V'havesem shama v'achaltem sham lefnei Hashem elokeichem. So that's the pasuk. So lichtov rachmana lo sucha lo ochlam. Why doesn't the pasuk just say, general, don't eat, you're not allowed to eat them. Right, without listing all of them. Mehadar mefarish bu rachmana lamali. What do you have to have? Repeat each of these. Masa dagan chati rosh chavitzarecha v'chos b'chor chavitzonecha. Just say them. La ochlam. Ela li yichudei luhu lavi l'kol chad v'chada. That's the reason to give us a law for each and every one. And therefore, that's how we know that is extra and enough to give us malchus, right? That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon, going back to what we said earlier. So Rabbi Shimon is literal, and Rava is also literal. Gufa, Amar Rava, Zor, right? Zor, Sha'achal min ha'ola, lifnei zrika, chutz lachom, al Rabbi Shimon lo kechamesh, as we just said. Azar does all of these averis, he gets 5 malchios. Velokanami, says the Gemara, I have another one. Velokanami mishum vizar lo yochal ki kodeshem. Right, what about that pasuk? That's an extra one. So why don't you get an aveira from that? Lo yochal ki kodeshem. Answer, hani mili hecha de lekohanim chazi. When do we say that pasuk would apply? A zar can't eat it? Where kohanim can eat it. If a Kohen can eat it, so then this pasuk kicks in, right? That the Zar cannot eat it. Why? Because the beginning of that pasuk, Rashi quotes it here, is Va'achlu osam asher kupar bohem. The Kohanim will eat it and achieve kapara. We'll get to that on a base. That's the source for the mitzvah of achilas kachim. But the first half of the pasuk is that the Kohanim eat it and the Zar can't eat it. So that's why we assume that the only time when this isser applies is where the Kohanim can eat it and the Zar cannot eat it. Hacha to the Kohanim nami lo chazi. Here, a Kohen can never eat a piece of an ola. Right, a Kohen can't eat this carbon, and therefore it is not the pasuk of Zor lo yochal will not be included. That's why there's no extra aveira. Right, so Zor lo yochal in this case, the Ar Sameach emphasizes this. So for this pasuk, it could even be that a Kohen would be called a Zor lagabe zeh. Right, the Isser of Zor says the Ar Sameach in Maisa Karbanas Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel is really a sliding definition. Depending which context you're talking about, we would have the definition. Zar just means a stranger for this area of halacha. He quotes the Gemara in Menachas Daf Ayin Dalet. Kohen she'achal minho emurim lav dezaris. Right, if a kohen eats from the fats that are supposed to be burned, he's not allowed to eat that. So maybe he's a zar lagabe the emurin. V'nei zar mikri lo inyan hamedubar kimo ba'avodas halavim. Just like when the Levim do the Avodah Ksiv, v'zar lo yikrav aleichem. A zar can't do it. V'havi bazeh bechlal, included in the Isser of Zar of the Avodah Salavim, mishorer sheshi'er. We know the Levim had 2 general jobs, with the singers and the lockers, right? The ones that lock the gates. The gatekeepers. The singers and the gate. So if one of them does the other one's Avodah, so that's an Isser of Zar not doing the Avodah. Are they Zarim? In this regard, they're Zarim. Yes, to whose zar lo osu avoda, kamo shakaz of erichin, ube emurin havi zar kol she'eno lemizbeach. You have kohen bechlal zar, and a kohen would be included in zar. Whenever you're not allowed to do something, not whenever, often, when you're not allowed to do something regarding the Beis HaMikdash, you're considered a zar lagabi zeh. Vizar sha'achal mechadas va'asham lefnei zrika patur. And, like our Gemara just says, what if it's before zrikas hadam? Is there an Isser of Zar there? So no, if a Kohen cannot eat it, then there's no Isser of Zar, like our Gemara says. Da Kohen shelo omeid habasar, lo matzi lecha labasar, lefnei zrika. V'hada ga'amar, lakohen enami lo chazu, shitva delishnehu, alav dezar lo yochal. Tiksham, bebasar miluim, davi omdim lachilas Kohen, avagabi ola, havi lasuki del mizbech nami lo chazi. So he continues, but either way, we discussed this also in other contexts, right? So for example, RL. We discussed back in Masechta Sanhedrin, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether an Arel Kohen gets Malkus. An Arel Kohen, an uncircumcised Kohen, is he going to get Malkus? Right, so that is a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says no. Why? Because it's learned out from a halacha lamosha misinai. You don't get Malkus for halacha lamosha misinai. The Rambam quotes that you do get Malkus for an Arel Kohen doing the avoda. What do you mean? It's based on halacha lamosha misinai. It's based on psukim and yechezkel. Right, but it's not mefurish. So how could the Rambam say? So that's where we explain the thought of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in Hilchas Machalas Asuros, that sometimes Halacha Moshe Misinai's don't tell you a new din, but expand a previous understanding of a din. Right? So Halacha Moshe Misinai here, in this context, would be expanding the definition of a zar. A zar doesn't mean a non-Kohen. Even an uncircumcised Kohen is called a zar. And it says in the Torah that a zar gets, violates the Isser, and that's how the Rambam could say that a zar is going to get, an Arel is going to get Malchus, because an Arel is considered a zar. Even within Arel, again, it's been come up in the past, not for a while, but even within Arel, the definition of Arel is a fascinating machlok, as Rishonim. Most Rishonim say, what does an Arel mean? An uncircumcised Kohen. Doesn't matter why he's uncircumcised. There is the amazing Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in various Tosfasim throughout Shas, where Rabbeinu Tam says, an Arel, by definition, is only an Arel who doesn't get Mila because he doesn't want to get Mila. But, or he's scared to get Mila. But what if it's an Arel that meso echav machmas Mila? What if it's an Arel that the halacha says he's not allowed to do bris Mila? He has two older brothers with hemophilia who died during bris Mila. So, we assume, the halacha assumes that it could be that he's going to die. So, bris Mila is not doche pikuach nefesh, and therefore he's not allowed to do bris Mila. Right? We're machmer that a chazak is two by pikuach nefesh. So, there, other Rishonim say, he's still an RL. Rashi says, he's not, okay, our RL could do 95% of mitzvos. He can't eat Karim Pesach, he can't do the Avodah, okay, a couple of mitzvahs. But he can't do, but an RL is a full Jew, right, regarding most mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam says, that person is not called an RL. An RL is part of the definition, part of the definition of RL is when there's a chovas mila. Before there's a chovas mila, so then there is no definition of RL. Okay, we don't paskin that way, but it's a fascinating suggestion that Rabbeinu Tam would say he's not an RL in that regard. So a Kohen who's mesu achavachavas mila, there's different versions of Rabbeinu Tam, but some of them have, he could even do the avoda. He could even do the avoda, and that would be an amazing, that would be an amazing shita. This fits in also to, again, this is also Olma Inyan La'inyan, but this fits in also to the, one of the answers that the Rishonim, and really mostly Achronim give, as to why Avram Avinu did not do Bris Mila until he was commanded. Right, he did all the other mitzvahs, the Gemara says in Yuma, Kiyem Kol HaKatorah Kula, Achshelo Nitra. Before Avram Avinu was commanded, he did all the mitzvahs HaTorah. Or ask all the Achronim. So why didn't he do Bris Mila till he was commanded? Many different answers given. You know, if you're not commanded, then you're wounding yourself. It's an Isra of Chavala. You're not allowed to wound yourself unless it's a mitzvah. So until there's a mitzvah, so then, of obligation, then you can't do it. Or others say, Gadol HaMitzuba V'yoseh. Mimi She'inim Mitzuba V'yoseh. So by all other mitzvahs you do once, you do again, you do five times. So it's better to do it when I'm commanded. So I'll do it now when I'm not commanded, and I'll do it again when I'm commanded. For Smila, you can only do once. Right? You can't like, do this now voluntarily, and then you're gonna do it again. You know, on the b'mitzuveh, right? Or the Sri De'esh writes, maybe bris, by definition, requires two parties. That's the definition of a covenant. Covenant is not voluntary. You need two parties on the covenant. All the britos that we've discussed in Sefer Bereishis, Avraham Avimelech, and Yitzchak and Avimelech, and Avraham and Hashem, everything a bris requires a covenant of two parties. You can't volunteer. But there's one other answer from the Brisker Rav, and that is, there's no shame. Bris Mila means to do a physical act which removes the shame arel. Maybe there's no shame arel until there's a b'chiyuv of Bris Mila. So until Avraham Avinu got the mitzvah of Bris Mila, he wasn't an arel, and b'mila there was no mitzvah of Bris Mila. Right? So that's why he waited in order to get the status of arel, in order to then have a b'chiyuv of Bris Mila. And that's even alluded to, unbelievably, by the Meshech Chachma, where the Meshech Chachma says, right after Avraham Avinu gets Bris Mila, the mitzvah, his halech l'fanai ve'yet tamim, it says Avraham Avinu fell on his face. Ve'ipal Avraham apanav. He spoke to Hashem many times or earlier. Right? Why dafki here does it say he fell on his face? Maybe here he has the status of Arel all of a sudden. Right? When Hashem gives him the mitzvah Mila, he has the status of Arel, and once that's true, that's why he has difficulty standing in front of God, Vayipol Alpanav. But that's in terms of Arel, by being a Zar, that started with the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about that definition. But again, the Zar, as the Ar Sameach here highlights, is a sliding scale, sliding definition. The Gemara says it beferish by, we had this also in Sanhedrin, by Bigdei Kahuna. The Gemara has the line, Bigdei Bigdeyem Aleihem, Kuhunasam Aleihem. Ain Bigdeyem Aleihem, Ain Kuhunasam Aleihem. Right, if they don't have their Begadim on, they're not Kohanim. So that's also the definition. What is a Kohen? A Kohen is a circumcised, clothed, Tahar Kohen. So a Zar could be missing any of those. He's not clothed, he's a Zar. He's not Rach, maybe Rachos Yadayim Raglayim. He's a Zar, Right? All these different definitions of Zarus, but it comes from right here also. So the Isser of Zar Lo Yochel in our context is only when a Kohen, because the first half of the Pasuk spoke about the ability of a Kohen, so if a Kohen has yes, then the Yisrael violates this Isser. But if everybody's Usser, so then it is all off limits. Period. But this Isser would not apply. Viter. Velil Kinami, 5 lines from the bottom. Velil Kinami Mishum Ubaser Basad Shefa Lo Sochelu. So why don't we say that if somebody eats this piece of ola outside the choma, he also gets this aveira. Eating a piece of a torn animal in the field, you shall not eat. And Rashi quotes from Gemara's elsewhere that this pasuk includes not only, what's the simple shot of the pasuk? A piece of a trefa, right? You have an animal, you have a sheep that some wolf took a bite out of, and now it's a trefa, right? Or it's an avela, now let it eat it. But the Gemara Darshins elsewhere, Kivan sheyatsa basar chutzlam chitzaso nasar. What's the emphasis of in a field basada? So we say whenever something is not in its right spot, that's included in the Isser. So if something is yotze, the psul of yotze chutz lachoma is also included in this pasuk. If the fetus of an animal sticks its arm out, sticks its paw out, and then puts it back in, and then you shech the animal, that paw is usser, because it was nifsal biyotze. It already went out of the spot that it's supposed to be in. So this pasuk includes all yotze. So why don't we say also included this isser? He would also get an avera here for this. So answer, hanimili hecha debifnim chazi. Again, this is only, when does that isser apply? Only where, if it was inside, it would be roi. Hacha kiva debifnim namilo chazi. Here, it's a carbonola, so it's never roi for anybody. So it wouldn't be ro'i, so that's why yotze is only a problem. If it was nichnas, if it was still inside, it would be mutter. But here, it wouldn't be mutter, even if it was still inside, and that's why this isser would not apply. Asks Tosfos, something that we discussed a few days ago, and it's going to come up also in a couple of days as well. Ask Tosfos on the bottom here, what's the havamina that you're going to get malchus for ubasa basa the trefa? Isn't it a lav shebeklalos? Remember we mentioned, this parak discusses all the unique type of lavim. We've discussed lav anita klase. We've discussed lav shein bo maisa. We've discussed lav shenitan lasaris misas bezdin. Right now, we're talking about lav shebeklalos, the all-inclusive lav. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel tells us that you don't get malchus for a lav shebeklalos. The classic example, lo sochlu al hadam. Do not eat blood. But we learn out 5 totally different halakhas from that. Bezdin cannot eat on the day that they put somebody to death. It's the isser of ben soru moreh. The person doesn't have a sudas havra on aruge bezdin. Right, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud says you're not allowed to eat before you daven. Based on this pasuk, they're all included. That's a classic example of a lav shebeklalos, and therefore you don't get malchus. Ask Tosfos, what's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara says you should get malchus for ubasar basar basar the trefa. Isn't that a lav shebeklalos? So you shouldn't get malchus for that. Ask Tosfos on the bottom. Says Tosfos, a yisod gadol, right? Lav shebeklalos. V'yesh lomar, 3rd line of Tosfos. Delo chashvinan hach lav shebeklalos elak agon imsliyesh shekolav na umevushal. Lav shebeklalos means there are many different averas learned out from one pasuk, and they're all different, not related. V'chein kol shebekodesh pasul to yotze v'tame upsul nacherim shem b'nei shnei shemos. 2 totally different type of isurim. Says Tosfos, all the isurim learned out from this pasuk have one shame isur. It's all the same idea. It's all out of its spot. Everything's out of its spot. It's out of its uterus, right? It's out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of its spot. So that's all Shem Echa, that's why it's not a lav shebeklalos. Aval hacha shekolel kol yotze, levad, v'shem yotze chadahi. Rak tahavik bekam adrachim. There are many ways to be called yotze, lo chashele lav shebeklalos. That is not a lav shebeklalos. And this is exactly the same idea that Rishonim give when they ask the other question that says lav shebeklalos, what about yontif? On Shabbos, we know Los Hazak HaMalacha, you get Misa. Okay, that's not a Lav Shebeklalos. Lav Shebeklalos only Pathas Malkus, not Misa. But what about Yantif? Yantif is no Misa. If I do Malacha on Yantif, it's an Isser Malkus. What does it say by Yantif? Los Hazak HaMalacha. What do you mean? There's 35 ways of violating that Isser. Why isn't that a Lav Shebeklalos? That's the question of Tosfos in Sanhedrin Sama Gimel. That's the question of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Ask Tosfos. Why isn't that a Lav Shebeklalos? Answer, Tosfos says, why? Dehasam mifarish tfei dechsiv avoda. Dimishtama
kol malacha shehi avoda. Tosa seems to say,
it says the word avoda, what's lav shebeklalus? Where you have the pashupshat of a pasuk, like lo socho adam, don't eat blood, and you have five other things that you learn out that are not the pashupshat. That's lav shebeklalus. But if you have a pasuk that all six isurim could be the pashupshat, it's all fill in the blank. That's not a lav shebeklalus. That's what you might call, my Rebbe or Rosenzweig used to say, that's called a lav klali, not a lav shebeklalus. Or a lav hakolel. A lav that can include many things. Those are lav klali, lav klali. So Tosfos seemed to say it's a general lav klali, so it can include five different things. The Ramban answers this differently. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos answers this the same way that Tosfos answers here in Maseches Makos. The Ramban says there, no, a lav shebeklalus is where you have 30 different or five different aveiros from one pasuk. By Isser Malach and Yantif, it's all the same Isser, the same Shem Echad. It's don't do Malacha. You could do that in 30 different ways. But it's all the same idea. Just like Tosfos says, Yotzei, it's all the same idea. Right, what's a lav shebeklalus? A lav hakolel. A lav that includes many different types of Isurim. But here it's one type of Isser. It's many different ways to fulfill that, to violate that, but it's all one Isser. It's Shem Echad of Isser Malacha. It's Shem Echad of Isser Yotzei, Tosfos says. Here, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, there, Sama Gimel gives a different shot. It's fill in the blank. That's not a lav shebeklalus. But if you have one that's pashut and one that's not pashut, so then that would be the issue. Okay, again, a lot more there by lav shebeklalus, but we continue. Says the, oh, just one other. We can't not. Whenever this pasuk is quoted in Shas, we have to mention this thought. And that is Ubasa Basa the Trefa. Right? The pasuk says, when you have a Trefa, a ripped apart animal, then don't eat it. But the continuation of the pasuk says, La Kelav Tashlichon Oso. Give it to the dogs. Why Dafka give it to the dogs? So Rashi and Chazal always say, oh, because they didn't bark when you left Mitzrayim. But the Baalei HaTosfos on that pasuk in Mishpatim has an unbelievable pshat. What does the Baalei HaTosfos say? What dogs are we talking about here? You're in the field with your sheep. And these are dogs, right? Whenever you look we have this chus here in Beit Shemesh too. Look on the mountain, sometimes we see a shepherd with his dogs. There's always two or three dogs walking around the sheep as guards of the sheep. So what are we talking about in the Torah? It must be a case where your dogs fell asleep, a wolf came in and ate one of your sheep. What does the Torah say? Give it to the dogs. Why? What's the message? Your dog's messed up. Right? Why should you give it to the dogs? The Torah says, put it into perspective. The dogs guard your sheep every day. So they had a bad day. They had one moment. They had a lapse of focus. You know what? Don't hold it to them. Give it to the dogs. Have kakaras atov for what they generally do all the time, even if there's a momentary lapse right here. That's the message. Putting things into perspective. And that's connected to Adam and Chava. Adam, right after the chait, after all the punishments are meted out, he turns to Chava, and what would we expect him to say? Great job. Really great job. You know, you brought death to the world. Right? Chava did something worse, or Isha at that point. Isha did something that nobody in the entire universe would ever do such a thing. She brought death to the world. Adam turns to her, and we would expect an insult, we would expect argument. What does Adam say? Adam says, I'm going to name you Chava. Because you are the mother of mankind. He I say aim kol chai. Adam is able to put it into perspective. It was a bad day. It was a bad moment. It was all the same day. It was a bad moment of the day. But Adam's able to see beyond that. And therefore, what does Adam do? He gives her a name of Chava aim kol chai. What's the very next pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them clothes. Kosnos Ar. Hashem does not give them clothes before this pasuk. When they recognize they're naked. Hashem waits for Adam to put things into perspective. Hashem says, okay, I could also put things into perspective. And in that way, that's what we learn. So we read this pasuk, we don't think it's such an exciting pasuk, but it's really a unbelievable definitional pasuk. Give it to the dogs, that's what we learn. Okay. We continue, second to last line. Velilki nami, it doesn't matter how long the daf is and how many lines of Gemara. There's what to talk about, each and every daf in Shas that we love so much. Viter. Velilki nami kedib Eliezer. Okay, so the Gemara keeps asking Nupsakim. Why don't we have another pasuk to get Malkus from? Rebbe Eliezer. To Ama Rebbe Eliezer. Lo by Nosar. This is by leftover meat. Lo yeachel ki kodesh haim. Right? Do not, the odosa should not be eaten because it is kodesh. Kol shebe kodesh, pasul. Anything that was kodesh, that became pasul, ba kasav litin lo sase alachilaso. That's another pasuk. Why don't we get malchus based on that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Hanimili hecha de kodem pisulo chazi. That's only where, when do you get malchus? Where it had a shas hakosher. It was ra'ui, and then something it was posled it. Now it's nifsal. Hacha de kodem pisulo nami lo chazi, but here by an ola, it was never chazi. Right, we're talking, the case that we're talking about is where he ate the ola, chutz lachoma. So it was never chazi, he never had a shasa kosher, and therefore we say that, one would not get malchus for that. Says the Gemara now another try. Velokanami ki idachter Rabbi Eliezer. What about the other Rabbi Eliezer? Datanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol shehu bekalil tihyeh. Anything that's included in Kalil Tiyeh, right? The mitzvahs asay of what you're supposed to do to a carbonola. Kalil Tiyeh, litin lo sase al chiloso. Right, you're supposed to get, there's an isser for eating it. Right, so when you get malchus for that, Rashi points out that this man de Amar is holding, right, how do you get malchus based on Kalil Tihiyah? This man de Amar must be holding, lav haba mechal asay, los asay. Right, that's how you're going to get malchus for it. Answers the Gemara, inochinami, okay, maybe you would get malchus for that pasuk. The Rava mehai kraka Amar. Rav is only talking about the malchus you would get from this pasuk. Right? From this one pasuk, you'd get malchus. But another pasuk, you might get malchus from, but that's not what Rava is talking about. The Ramban uses this Gemara as a raya to his shita against the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, as we know, wrote 14 rules and regulations before the Sefer HaMitzvahs to discuss what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah, besides the 14 books that he has 14 rules in the Shrashim. Rule number 9, the Rambam has, Shoresh Tishi, is you don't count mitzvahs based on how many times the Torah talks about something. Even if the Torah talks about something 5 times, you could count it only as one mitzvah. And the Rambam adds, and you're not going to get more malchus based on how many more times the Torah mentions the same isser. Right? If it's the same Isser mentioned 3 different times, you're only going to get one Malchus for that, says the Rambam. And the Ramban argues on that detail based on our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Hey, how about this Pasuk? You're right, that might give another Malchus. You're right, but that's not what we're focusing on. It sounds clearly that even though you have another Pasuk based on the same Aveira, you're going to get an extra Malchus. So the Ramban brings this Gemara as a Raya against the Rambam. So let's just read the Rambam. The Rambam in Shoresh Tishi says, She'ein ra'ui limnos halavin v'ha'asei, aval dvarim ha'mushar mehem v'ha'mitzuva bohem. Don't count the times the Torah mentions the asei and the los asei, but just counts the mitzvah that comes out of them. And then the Rambam talks about beautifully. Da, shekol tzivui ha'torah v'azharoseha, hinehim arba dvarim. There are 4 categories of mitzvahs that we have in the world of Torah, says the Rambam. Deos, pi'ulos, midos, dibur. Every mitzvah could fall into one of these categories. Deos, shetzivanu laha'amin, dea achas min ha'deos. Beliefs. Beliefs. Kamo shetzivanu laha'amin ha'yichud. Va'avas ha'kel. V'yiraso. Right? Where there's no action, there's no speech, right? It's just a feeling, a recognition. Emuna, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. Oshe hiziranu midas achas min ha'deos. Avodizara, shetmiya ha'amun ha'adnus luzulaso. Right? That's number 1, deos. Number 2, action. Tziva pula mena pulos. Kimo. Interesting. What mitzvah, if you would say action mitzvahs, right, which ones would we give it as examples? Maybe we'd give tefillin, tzitzis, right? Which mitzvahs would we give as action mitzvahs? The Rambam says, Kimo she tzivanu lahakrav karbanos, ubinos hamikdash. Right? Hakrovas karbanos binyan hamikdash. Those are the 2 that he gives as the examples. It shows you what mindset he was in. Right, even as Alamaisa, those are the 2 on my mind. The Hishiranu Mipulam and Apulos, and just like we are commanded in Losase Averis. Kamosha Hishiranu, may Hakriv Lazula Sakel Yisale, not to be Makriv Kamanis to anyone else. Ume Hishtachavos, Lene'eva Lazula So, not to bow down to anyone else. Right, those are the classics according to the Rambam. Number 2. So we have Deos and we have actions. Number 3. Lehisnaheg Bemida Mehamidos. Right, midos mitzvos. Kimo shetzivanu bechemla v'harachmanus v'hatstaka v'hachesed. V'husha amru v'yahat l'recha kamocha. That the Rambam quotes as midos. V'ziranu b'mida v'na midos kimo mashiziranu sina, nitira, nikima. Right, not to hate a fellow Jew, not to take nekama. Though those are action-oriented, to take revenge, but the Rambam categorizes that as midos. Vidrishas hadam, vizulazem, and amidos haros. Number 3. And number 4, the dibur mitzvos. Dibur, what are dibur mitzvos? Says the Rambam, tefillah. It's first one. The Rambam holds tefila l'shabcho ulehispalel elav ulehisvados al avonis valapshoim and vidui. Those are the two he quotes: tefila and vidui v'hadom elazeh. And then the Rambam says, after he mentions these four mitzvos, he says, and therefore, don't look at how many times these mitzvos are talked about in the Torah. Right? Just look at the mitzvos. V'lo nabit l'ribui hatzivui in shebo b'inyan ahu, im haya min ha-mitzvah bo, o l'ribui ha-asharos, shebo mimenu, im haya min ha-muzar mimenu, ki kulam heim l'chizuk levad. The Torah says it again for emphasis, but not to count it as an extra one. And then the Rambam in the continuation says, and even if you have five different psukim, it's only one malchus. It's not more than one malchus. So the Ramban, again, it's Kedar Kam Bakodesh. The Rambam and the Ramban are lengthy. The Ramban here, one of the Gemaras that he quotes as a raya against the Rambam is our Gemara right here. Because our Gemara sounds like the Gemara answers that you're right, you'd get malchus from that pasuk, but just Rav is not interested in it. Okay, feel free to look at the Nosa Kenelim on Shulchan Aruch on the Rambam, get into defending the Rambam. Weiter. Says the Gemara Amrav Gidol Marav, Siman Kuza, Kohen, Sha'achal Michadas Va'ashon Lepe Zrika Loke. Now a Kohen that eats from the Kachik Kachim, before Zrika, he gets malchus. He could eat from it after Zrika, but before Zrika is going to get malchus. My time to Amakra, viachlu osam asher kupar bahem. This is the beginning of the pasuk we quoted on Amud Aleph. They eat it asher kupar bahem, that they achieve kapara through the eating. Laachar kapara in, oh, but we darshin only after the kapara was done. Kapara is another way to say Zrika's Hadam. Zrika's Hadam is part of the Avodah that brings Kapara. So only after the Zrika in, then they can eat it. Lefnei Kapara lo. But before Zrika's Hadam, they're not allowed to eat it. Lav Abba Mechlal Asay, Lavu. Right? And this sheet is holding that a Lav that's formulated in the Torah as an Asay is still called a Lav. We don't hold that way, but that is what this day is holding. Says the Gemara Masiv Rava. Is that really true? V'chol, meaning do we say that a kohen that eats before is going to get malchus because it's lav abba mechlal asay lav masav rava v'chol behema mafresas parsa v'shosash esos shtei prasos malas gira behema osa tochelu. The pasuk says eat kosher animals, right? An animal that has the two signs of kashrus, right? These chooses cut and split hooves, eat it. So we would have understood that to mean osa tochelu, vein behemacheres tochelu. These are the ones you're allowed to eat. Don't eat other ones. So if you held that lav haba michlal asay is a lav, you don't need to say anything else. Because you have this asay, you automatically know that there's a lav from that. But v'ikat ka'amrit, so why then does the Torah say, ezeh lo tochelu, lamali? You don't need that. So the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to say, don't eat the non-kosher animals, means that if it just says, eat the kosher animals, I wouldn't have understood that as a lo sasei of don't eat the non-kosher animals. So we reject the first version of Rav Gidol Amarav, Ela'i Itmar Hachi Itmar. I'm Rav Gidol Amarav, Zor, not a Kohen, Zor Sha'achal Bichadis Vashem Levnei Zrika, Pater. A zor, the chiddush is that a zor that eats from a chavas and a nasham before a potter, my taima, similar to what we said earlier. To amar krav achlo osam asher kupar bahem. The kohanim will eat it. Kol hecha the karina beva achlo osam asher kupar bahem, karina beva zor lo yochal kodesh, or ki kodeshem. Right, whenever the kohen's allowed to eat it, then the Israel is going to get malchus for eating it. The kol hecha de lo karina beva achlo osam asher kupar bahem, where the kohen cannot eat it yet, because it's before zrika, lo karina beva zor lo yochal. Period. The mitzvah of achilas kachim, which is learned out from this pasuk, is a crucial mitzvah. Va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. But there is beautiful lumdis regarding many different facets of the mitzvah. First of all, the Rambam. The Rambam is clear in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos that there is a mitzvah that says to eat kachim. The Rambam says in the 10th parak, achil. But it's clear that he has different levels in the mitzvah. Rav Asher Weiss points this out. You could have a din d'araisa, but two levels within the din d'araisa. We spoke yesterday about it already. Right, lechadchila and b'di'eved by mitzvahs. Right, how could you have part of a mitzvah that's only lechadchila? So on a daraisa level to do this, and that's behidura, and you could have the lower level that's also the daraisa. But says the Rambam, it's beferish. Achilas chadas va'asham mitzvahs asay. Eating chadas and asham, which are kachet kachim. It's a mitzvahs asay shenemar va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. Right, our pasuk. Mitzvahs asay daraisa for a kohen to eat chadas and asham. Right, hakohanim ochlu mabaylam eskaprim, and then the Rambam says, "Vehu hadin l'shar kachim sheochlin hakohanim shachilas an mitzvah, and also other kachim, meaning shlamim that kohanim eat. That's also a mitzvah. Why doesn't the Rambam just say eating chatas and asham and shlamim is a mitzvah? He doesn't say that. He said eating chatas and asham is a mitzvah, and
eating other karbanos is also a mitzvah. Right? Obviously, he's saying there's a secondary level within the mitzvah. That's the Rambam, right? That's number one. So there's different levels. So kachi kachim is more of a mitzvah, so to speak, than kachi kalim, even though they're both learned out, right? They're both din daraisa. The Mishnah Malach here says, I think, it's not explicit, but he says, it's obvious to me that the Kohanim before the Ikachim are going to make a special bracha, right? They're going to say a shahakol, right? And then they're going to say, Asher kiddushanu b'kdushaso shalaron v'tzivanu lecholchatos, or lecholasham. Right, a bracha that Kohanim do not say bizman hazeh, but that is the bracha. It's also, by the way, the answer to a trivia question. The only two birchos hamitzvah that we make, that we mention somebody's name in the bracha. Right? Two birchos hamitzvah that we make. Right? Number one is, right here, Aaron HaKohen, B'Kedushas Shel Aaron, Birchas Kohanim, a bracha that I've never made. And the other one is the bracha of L'Hachniso B'Vriso Shel Avraham Avinu. Right, the bracha made in the context of bris milah, the bracha of alamila made by the moel, and the bracha of achniso made by the father. Right, so that one I've had the schus of having made. But that's the, those are the two birchas mitzvah that have a name in it. But that's the mitzvah of achilas kachim. Also discussed is that Gemara, remember that Gemara in Yuma daf lametes, where the Kohanim, when there wasn't enough lechem upon him to eat, so each of them took less than a kezias. And they split it up because it was very little. And ask all the Rishonim there. Less than a kezias, there's no mitzvah. So the way the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer writes, the Maritz Chai is there on that Gemara, quotes the Chassam Sofer, by all karbanas, the mitzvah is not to eat, but for it to be eaten. And therefore, even if each Kohen gets less than a kezias, as long as it is eaten, even if on the chefsa of the karban, so then that's okay. That's good enough. Everybody has fulfilled the mitzvah, making sure that it is eaten. But there's only one exception to the rule. The Beis Halevi writes, right, Karban Pesach. That there's a kezias, the mitzvah al gavra to eat. Beis Halevi discusses that chassam sofer in that gemara towards the beginning of the tshuvas. Right, it's in the Rambam. You don't need the Beis Halevi. But the halacha is obviously that Karban Pesach is a din of the gavra for everybody to eat Karban Pesach, not just a din of the chefsa for it to be eaten. Okay, that's a little bit about achilas kachim. We continue. Says the gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Boshia. Getting back to something we discussed yesterday. Bikurim anachal makeves bohen, kriye makeves bohen. Bikurim. I bring the Bikurim to the base of Mikdash, I put it down in front of the Mizbeach, and I read Arami Ovid Avi. Says the first opinion that hanacha, putting it down, is ma'akev. You didn't put it down, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet, but the kriye is not ma'akev. Umi amar abalazar hachi, does Abalazar really say that? Amar abalazar, amar boshia. Hifrish Bikurim kodem lachag. We know Bikurim are brought between Shavuos and Sukkos. That's ideally. That's when you bring it and you do the kriya. And the Mishnah says in Bikurim, between Sukkot and Chanukah, it could also be brought, but you don't do the kriya then, right? It's one of the eight times in Shas that Chanukah is mentioned, even though Hilchas Chanukah are not mentioned. But Chanukah comes up here and there, throughout Shas. Hifrish Bikurim kodem lachag. So what if I was mafrish the Bikurim before Sukkot? V'avar alei achag, but I did not bring them. Yirkavu, they have to be left to rot. Why is that? So my lav, isn't that because, mishum dolo matzi l'mikri alein? Is it because now, right, you cannot be kori with them? Meaning, if you would have brought it, separated it after Sukkos, so then fine, that's okay, because it was never in the world of kriya. But here, if you separated it before Sukkos, and you didn't bring it, so you're missing the kriya. So isn't that saying that the ma'akev, isal gadaita, kriya ain ma'akevus, ben amal yirkavu? But if the kriya is not ma'akev, so why do you have to let it rot? Question mark. The Ritva here notes, all this is dafka if you designated it before Sukkos and you had kavana to bring it before Sukkos. If you know you're not getting to Yerushalayim for 4 months, but you want to designate your Bikurim, so then that's not a problem. That's considered ki'ilu you designated it after Sukkos. So that's an important Ritva right here that he quotes. It's only the case here is where you had kavana to bring it before Sukkos. Say, ask the Gemara. So doesn't this show that kriya is ma'akev? Answer, no. Kriya is not ma'akev. Only the potential for kriya might be ma'akev. Kid Rabbi Zeira, like the famous sin of Rabbi Zeira, dumb Rabbi Zeira, call a royal abila, ain bila ma'akevesbo. Anything that is ro'ui for mixing, then you don't have to mix. Call a royal abila, bila ma'akevesbo. Right? What's the case? Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Mesechus Menaches, Anafkuf Gimel, where somebody promises to give 61 Isaron a flower, he has to give it in two different cups. 60 in one, and one in the other. Why? Because Chazal assumed that the only way that the flour will be mixed nicely with the oil is 60 to 1. 60, right? If it's more than 60, it's not going to mix. But what do you mean? You don't even have to mix it at all. Even if you don't mix it, it's okay. It doesn't have to be mixed. But it has to be ro'i to be mixed. You need the potential to mix it. So that's the din of Reb Zeira, ro'i labila. Many halachas need the potential. Need the potential, right? There can't be a chatzitza inside my mouth when I go to the mikvah. Right? If there's something in my mouth that's covering up, I don't have to open my mouth in the mikvah. My mouth has to be ro'i l'bias mayim. It doesn't actually need bias mayim. Right? This comes up in many different places. But either way, it says the Gemara, that's the halacha. Kriya is not ma'akev. And therefore, just ro'i l'kriya is going to be ma'akev. The Mishnah l'melech in Bikurim, he asks a classic Mishnah l'melech question, what about a mute? Is a mute allowed to bring Bikurim? Is that ro'i and he can't, and therefore he can't do it? Or do we say that no, he's out of the parsha? Right? That's the Mishnah l'melech in Hilchas Bikurim, Parag Gimel, Halacha Dalad. Yesh lehistapig, be'ilim, im akriya ma'keves, de'efshad de'davka b'misha roi lekros, ein akriya ma'keves. Avo misha ein roi ma'keves, ukud Rebbe Zeira. Like we just said. Umatzinu nami, lahai milz Rebbe Zeira, gabi konish de'ilonos, v'chulu. V'yavagav di'katuba, de'mivin ve'inu korim. Even though there are many people that bring and don't do kriya, maybe Gerim, maybe others, Hasam Shiny, Dekra Patrinu, Ava Be'ilem, Shechal Alav Chiyiv Kriya, Ela Pume Ka'ivle, Efter Dekriya Ma'akvi. Right, he has that suffix, whether Kriya would be Ma'akev there. Viter. Rabacha Bar Yaakov, Masi Lo'alok Kidr of Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan, so he had it in the name of Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan. Vekashalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. And since he had this statement, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kriya is not Ma'akev, he had a stira, because there's another Rabbi Yochanan, as follows. Umiyama Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akeves Bahen, Kriya Ein Ma'akeves Bahen. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say Kriya is not Ma'akev? Abai Mine Rabbi Asi Mir Rabbi Yochanan. But wasn't Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan asked? Bikurim Eimasai Mutar on the Kohen. And when could a Kohen eat the Bikurim? The Amar Lei, Haru'uyin Lakriya, Misha Kara Alehen. Vishain Ru'uyin Lakriya, Misha Ro, Pnei Abayis. Those that are Ro'i Lakriya, so then you have to do the Kriya. And if it's not Ro'i Liyak, meaning from Sukkis, from Shavuos to Sukkis. That's not Roi L'Kriya, meaning after Sukkis. So, once Ropen Abayas, when you bring it into the Azara. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds Kriya is Ma'akev. So Kasha Kriya Kriya, Kasha Hanacha Hanacha. Also, Hanacha is a problem, because here it doesn't even say you have to put it down. Just bring it into the Azara. So, Kriya Kriya Lokasha Hara Bishimin Vahara Banan. So Rabbi Yochanan was just quoting two different Tanaim. He wasn't saying his own shita. Hanacha Hanacha Nami Lokasha Harav Yehuda Vaharabanan. Hanacha Hanacha also, that's a machlokes reviewed in the Rabbanan, whether you actually have to put it down or not. Where is that machlokes? As follows. My Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Rabbi Yehuda that says that you don't even have to put it down? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda holds there are two psukim that mention Hanacha. But Rabbi Yehuda understands one of them as tenufa, waving it. So if only one of them is tenufa, then the pasuk doesn't say anacha twice, it's not ma'akev. The other shita of Rabbi, the Rabbanan say, no, there's two psukim that require hanacha, and as the Gemara says elsewhere, in kachim, shana hakasav la'akev. If you have two psukim that say something, that means it's li'ikufa. So where's the Rabbi Yehuda? As follows. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer v'inachdo, zu tenufa. Hanacha really means to wave it. Ata omer zu tenufa, o'enu ala nacha mamish. Does this mean waving or putting it down? Omer v'hinicho, hare hanacha amur. But it says to put it down, so you know hanacha. Hamani mekai v'hinachto, zu tnufa. Right, that's tnufa, and if there's only one pasuk that mentions hanacha, so Rabbi Yochanan interprets that as a lechatchila. Uman tana de palagalei Rabbi Yehuda, who argues, or Belazar ben Yaakov, de tanya. V'lokach ha-goin atenem yadecha, the coin takes the basket. Limeid al ha-bikurim she-tu'unin tnufa. This teaches me that bikurim need to be waved. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Asya yad yad mishlamim. Gzeir shava from shlamim. Ksiv hacha v'lokach ha-koin atenem yadecha. The coin takes the basket. Viksiv yadav tivienna es ishe Hashem. By, it says by shlamim. So makan koin af lahalan koin. Malahalan bailin afkan bailim. Both the koinim and the bailim are involved in this. Haketan, how does that work? Meniach koin tachas yadav. The coin puts his hand under the Bailam's hands and they wave it together. But because, again, the machlokas, if you use this for tnufa, if you use a different pasuk for tnufa, then both hanacha psukim are left for hanacha, and therefore, shana akasav la'akev, hanacha is ma'akev. You have to put it down. Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion, said no, one of the hanacha psukim is used for tnufa. So there's only one pasuk for hanacha, so ma'mele, it's only a din l'chadchila and not b'di'evit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, scheduling note, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then the next five, the last ones of Makkos, I didn't give the last time, so I will, Bez Hashem, find time, B'shoah Shalom, Yom V'lo Laila, to be able to give those dafim, put them up, and then Mesechah Shavuos, I'll still be away, but the first few of Shavuos will be put up from the last cycle, and then I'll be back on Eretz Yisrael in a week and a half, and we'll pick up in a regular schedule from with Shavuos, but Bez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, I will do my best to have every daf up, but figuring out when and from where will be its own challenge. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem, everybody should be good.